The Dub D Dub Review is proud to be sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. Let Michael, Christina, Jordan, and Cameron entertain you not only with Orlando attractions, but attractions all across the country. Their videos are completely unscripted, 100% genuine, and just a load of fun. I promise if you watch them on YouTube once, you'll watch from that point forward. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, as well as at the Theme Park Brothers on YouTube. Hello, and welcome to the Dub D Dub Review. I'm your host, Chris Smalek, and I'm joined by Peter Ponocorvo. How you doing, Pete?
Good, Chris. How about you?
Good. Peter, we are joined today, not only with me and you to guide the ship, we have a whole herd that join us today. So, let's get right into it. We're joined by, actually, a YouTube channel star, and that is...
Jordan Black.
Jordan Black. From the Theme Park Brothers. Jordan, how are you?
I'm good.
Cool. Thank you for joining us today, Jordan. And, of course, Michael is on the show as well. Michael is he's a regular on our show. He's one of our great friends. Michael Black, thank you for joining us again.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And I
Who's with you, Chris?
I'm sorry?
Who's there with you?
Well, I wanted to be able to introduce two. So this is their... Really, their social media debut. I have my twins. I have Lucille and Jude Malik joining us today.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, so we got us all together. I had this goofy idea, which you guys know I'm well known for my goofy ideas. Isn't that right, Pete?
Yeah, let's not bring those up again.
All too well. So... Here was my idea. We actually saw some Facebook posts, and, you know, Star Wars Land was just announced, so we're excited to have a date. But we're going to give the Imagineers a little help here. So I put out kind of an idea, and what we're going to do is we're going to go around to the four parks of Walt Disney World, and we're going to go and Star Wars eyes some of the rides there. So what rides, what attractions can we give not only an overlay to, but a complete refurbishment and utilize the Star Wars characters? But before we do that, let's just say there's an Imagineer and he hears the idea and he loves it. What kind of payment are you looking for, Pete, Jordan, Michael? What are you looking for in return? Go ahead and brainstorm. What would you look for? I know what I want. I want an ice cream bar named after me. So that's my deal.
Really?
Yeah. Come on now. It's an ice cream bar. It's a Mickey bar. It's like a Dole Whip. And it'd be called...
The Malik Bar?
No, that's not good. That's no good. I need, like, the Dub-D-Dub Nutty Bar or something.
The Chris Cone?
The Chris Cone. So here's your chance. What do you want as payment? You want some kind of pretzel? Some nachos? What would you like?
I want him to pay off my DVC.
Pete's looking for the big one-time payment.
Yeah.
All right. Michael, Jordan, what would you guys like? If Disney's going to take your idea, what would you like?
A bunch of money. Oh. Just tons of money.
Tons of money?
See, I'm just asking for my DVC to be paid off. Jordan, I'm cheap compared to this kid.
Yeah, Jordan, you went for the big time. All right. Michael, what would you like?
I would settle for just a lifetime pass to the parks, all Disney parks.
Mm. See, that's good. That's really good. A lifetime pass. Lucille and Jude, what would you like?
Well, I would actually like an unlimited pass to go on the plane and an unlimited pass to go to the parks as well.
Yeah, you guys are getting greedy.
Yeah, really? Free lifetime airfare too? Sheesh.
Right?
Awesome.
First class.
First class on Southwest. Oh boy, that doesn't exist. All right, Lucille, what would you like?
I would like at least 1 month free at the Cinderella's Castle. That's like hotel in there.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. All right. The dream suite.
See, now you guys just ruined it. Now I got no chance of getting my little ice cream bar. You got Dream Suites. You got Southwest Airlines. All right. So, hey, before we start, Jordan, I am super excited to have you on, and I want to give you a chance here for 1 second here, because we watch your videos all the time. So you and Cameron just make us laugh. We watch you guys at dinner, and the most recent one with the window hunting is really awesome, so we like that. What did you write besides theme park? Did you only write on the first episode where that really magnificent door was? Did you only write Theme Park Brothers, or did you guys actually write something else on there? Do you remember the star?
Yeah, the window said, what was your favorite part of the vacation or something like that?
Magical moment.
And, yeah, magical moment. And we wrote seeing your window, and then we put a dash from Theme Park Brothers.
Ah, see, I didn't pick that up. I just saw the Theme Park Brothers. I didn't see seeing your window. That was really cool. And I saw they tweeted you back. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So, before we start, though, what do you like best about putting your videos out for the Theme Park Brothers? What is the coolest part?
Being able to have, like, people who enjoy our content is pretty cool.
You know what? That's why Pete and I do it. We don't do it for any other reason that we just enjoy doing it and talking to people. You know, pretty cool when people tweet you back and send you a message on Facebook. Right?
Yeah.
I get a kick out of it when you talk to us on Facebook and I see that the post came from Jordan. That's pretty cool.
I'll tell you what else, Chris. We were we had family that was staying down here at Wilderness Lodge. It was actually Christina's parents. And they were on a Disney bus going to a park, and they heard someone say, I wonder if we'll run into the Theme Park Brothers while we're here.
Get out.
Now that was about the coolest thing.
Get out. Really?
Yeah, for them to hear that. And they're like, wait a second, that's our grandsons. So that was pretty cool.
Isn't that awesome? All right. So let's get into the show, because I figure we'll go around the table here. We got some really good ideas, and then when it comes to me, don't worry, I'll provide the whopper. All right? So, Pete, why don't you start us off? Give us let's go a couple ways around here. Give us an attraction that you could help and bring the Star Wars brand to it.
Well, I know we discussed one earlier, but I'm going to leave that one for later. I'm actually going to go with Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Interesting. You know, you're breaking my heart here.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I think you did it intentionally. Okay. Go ahead. Tell me how.
Well, I mean, you can literally turn that into a Jedi Trials. Like when Luke goes into the tree and has to face Vader or whatever. Because you're moving from one theater to the next. Mm-hmm. You can move from one trial to the next. And then you still have all the screens in between the different theaters that you can utilize.
You know what? That makes sense, because you could still probably use quite a bit of the current, like, backdrop, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I guess, you know what? I guess I never thought about that. That was sacrilege to me to even think about repurposing Ellen, but I like that. That's a good idea.
Well, you know, there is that rumor going around that your other favorite... is going to go in there anyway.
I know, it's like a battle. It's which delicious candy bar do I like best? I can't pick them both. It's terrible. It's killing me.
That's why you just get ice cream.
Yeah, a W-Dub ice cream bar, right?
A Criscone.
All right. Michael, you ready to go?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
Okay. I've got two of them. I'm going to go with the one that I like the best. I would take Mission Space, and I would just totally redo it to where you're not going. I mean, you could use that simulator, and you could really, I mean, take it'd be like Star Tours on speed. Because when you're going into hyperspace, you could really go into hyperspace, and you know, you could really take that simulator far. So basically, it wouldn't take much. You just redo it. You get in there. You could be in whatever you wanted. I mean, I guess you could even be in the Millennium Falcon if you wanted, right? So, yeah, that's my first idea.
Michael, that's a great idea, because let's be honest, Mission Space isn't all that highly thought of in the first place right now, right? It's kind of searching for an identity. I know they gave it an identity, but it's never listed as anyone's favorite attraction. And I'm sure I'm going to get a tweet about that from somebody, but...
I'd miss Lieutenant Dan, though.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe. All right. So, Jordan, the bar is set pretty high. What do you got?
I've got Dumbo. I would take the Dumbo in New Fantasyland, and you know how there's two? I would put an X-Wings in one of them and TIE Fighters in the other, and you would fly in many...
That's exactly where I went as soon as you said that, Jordan. That's a great idea.
Well, that's a genius idea. You know, there's so many rides you can do that with. Cool, so you'd have X-Wings and TIE Fighters back-to-back, right?
Yeah. Okay. It could be like that, where it's mixed, or it could be one of the attractions is... Because there's two different, like, two sides to the Dumbo attraction, so... One of them could be full of TIE Fighters, and one of them could be full of X-Wings.
Man, I like that.
If you had the rotation where they actually went towards each other, so the X-Wings would fly at the TIE Fighters and vice versa, it'd be cool.
Some laser effects in there.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Lucille, what do you have?
Okay, so the ride I want to change is Test Track.
Okay, tell us how.
Well, first I would like rename it to the Admiral Ackbar's Aircrafts.
The Admiral Ackbar, okay. It's a trap! Okay, go ahead.
And so basically, instead of designing your own car, you would design your own like ship.
Okay.
And then before you would go out and race, there would be like the people would be making your car, and then Darth Vader will come, and he will destroy everything, and then you have to try to get out of there as fast as you can, which will basically be the part of the racing.
Cool.
I like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that Admiral Ackbar's got primetime coverage there. You know,
Lucille, hey Chris, you know she is taking away your one chance at ever getting that horrible idea of a car dealership done, right?
Yeah, I know.
She's basically kicking Chevy out of Epcot.
Well, Pete, how do you know my car dealership's not going to feature Admiral Ackbar as this guy?
Is it going to sell spaceships, Chris?
Come on, Pete, go with me here. All right. We're going to go to me, and then we're going to go to Jude. Jordan, I like your idea so much that I kind of have the same idea, but bear with me. Go with me here now. I'm changing the Astro Orbiter. Okay? And they're going to have X-Wings and TIE Fighters back to back. Okay? And here's the deal. They're going to go and have the Buzz Lightyear infrared shooting, and you'll have targets. And instead of the planets, you will have planets featured on Star Wars. You can have things like Pete's favorite, Naboo. You could have the Death Star as one of the planets. And as X-Wings and TIE Fighters circle around the planets, you can shoot at targets. So for that minute or minute and a half ride, you can accumulate a score. Huh?
Misa thinks that's a good idea.
There you go. I like it. Jar Jar. Okie dokie. Okay. What do you think, Pete? Come on, you're quiet.
There's a reason.
Did Jar Jar incense you? All right.
It's on big doodle this time.
There we go. What do you think, though? I mean, that's got real possibilities. You got planets. You could make the Death Star. I can taste that Chris Cone right now. You know? Oh, all right. Jude, what do you got?
Well, I thought of the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse would turn into the Ewok tree fort.
Holy cow.
That is awesome. That's easy.
Yeah, that would... That's people would actually want to walk through that thing again.
All right, tell me about it a little bit. What do you got?
Well, the idea of it is you would just walk through it, and see what they do, see how they live, and just, yeah, pretty much.
See that? The Malik males here? We got genius ideas.
Hey.
One of them do.
What if one of them do? All right. All right. I like that one. That's good.
So would there be animatronic Ewoks? Because that would be really cool.
No, I think they would hire midgets and put them in costumes.
Hey, Jude. All right. He's 11 years old.
Little people.
Little people. He's 11 years old.
Oh. Hey, that guy from Willow has got to be running out of work at some point.
It's true.
And he was Wicket, too, so, I mean, come on. Yep. Might as well give him his old job back.
But I do like the idea of animatronic Ewoks. What do you think about that?
Put C-3PO in the chair and have him, like, spin around and stuff?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Peter, what do you got?
Well, this one's in your honor, Chris. I know it's already being changed over and turned into something else, but Shark Reef over at Typhoon Lagoon, you actually snorkel across in the Gungan city that is underwater is what you're looking at instead of the fish.
Through the planet core. Ah. I like it. See, we didn't know how big of a role Jar Jar was going to have today, Pete. I like it.
Well, I didn't say Jar Jar would be there.
Oh, come on. How could you not have Jar Jar in the Gungan city?
He got kicked out of the Gungan city?
It's true. But there are a lot of Jar Jar-like guys, so...
Actually, he was the biggest dimwit of all of them.
It is true. All right. Michael, what do you got?
Okay, mine also goes along with the whole Ewok thing, actually. I'm taking Soarin', and we're going to basically hang glide through, what is it, Endor, right? Mm-hmm. And just kind of fly around. That's basically all I got. There's nothing more to it than that. Just flying around, hang gliding. And then basically you could have some speeders coming by, you know, when they go through there. That's all I got.
Like go through the trees with the stormtroopers on the speeders.
Yeah.
You could be on the beach scene, you know, the big battle scene right now. You could be you can be on the ice planet, right? You can be on Hoth. Okay, I like it. It's the Star Wars. It's soaring around
the galaxy.
The galaxy.
Soaring around the galaxy. Jordan, you're the man. Thank you, my friend. I like it too. It's good. Michael, thank God Jordan's there to help bail you out on this one.
Yeah, I know. That one was rough. And that's all I got. Jordan's the one coming with the ideas.
All right, Jordan, hit us up with one.
Okay, so I'm going to change the shooting gallery. And instead of guns, you'll have blasters. And there will be stormtroopers running around, and you have to shoot them.
You know what? That's so smart, and it's not that hard and not that expensive of a conversion. I like that idea.
Cool. See, I thought we would be the stormtroopers, and then we could just always constantly miss, and they'd make a ton of money off of us.
That's true. It's true. You'd have to buy, what, 5-6 times to go through to hit something, right?
Yeah, before you hit one person.
That's a good point. All right, I like that. You got a name for that one, Jordan?
No, I didn't think of names.
All right. You're going to have to come up with a good name for that one. That one's good. You might that might earn you a bunch of money. So come up with a good name for that one. Lucille, what do you got?
Okay, so the ride I would be changing is Expedition Everest.
Oh, man. Go tell us how this one.
And I would rename it to Chase Other Rebels. So basically what I'm thinking of is, like, when you get into there, like, you'll be in hyperspace when you're going up the hill, and then you'll become a rebel, and you'll be led by Jyn Erso. And then so it'll just be like the real ride, but instead of the Yeti chasing you, it'll be Darth Vader and all its clone troopers. And like at the end, there could be like animatronic Jyn Erso saying, "Congratulations, we won this battle, but there will be many more."
Hmm. It's a pretty good fleshed out idea there, huh? And you're going backwards, so it's going to be pretty intense. I like that one. Kind of quiet there, though. What do we think?
You're putting me to shame here. All the thought that's going into it, we can't tell that I just winged this one, can we? What do you think, Jordan?
I think that it's such a neat idea. And one thing that you could add to it is when you go backwards, Darth Vader could force push you backwards.
Oh.
That's good.
It's really good. Jordan, that's why we got you on. You're going to become a regular if you keep on bringing up these great ideas. That's awesome. All right, so here's another idea. And I think it needs a full refurbishment anyways. But we're going to change Buzz Lightyear. And we're going to completely redo Buzz Lightyear's Ranger Spin. And it's going to be just generic scenes from all the Star Wars movies. But again, the shooting idea, you're going to have, but instead of the comic laser gun, you're going to have a blaster. And you're going to have to go and bullseye things, including the very last scene is you'll have a chance to shoot down the ventilation shaft to blow up the Death Star. I don't have a name for that one.
I swear to you, Chris, Jordan had the exact same idea.
Did he really?
Yeah, he just wiped it off the dry erase board as you were saying it. So great minds must think alike.
Well, you know what? As I look at my son right now, he's got a very disappointed look on his face as he had the same idea. So, all right. Is that your second one, Jude?
Yes, I have one.
All right, so my son is officially done as he had Buzz Lightyear. So we'll have to skip him. It's okay. Pete, you got another one?
Yeah, we take Space Mountain, turn it into the escape pods from New Hope that R2 and C-3PO get put in, or go into, and you just encapsulate the entire train. Hmm. You get one little window to see out of, and they just have the stars going past it.
And then it's entirely encapsulated, so you need ventilation for that because it's going to smell terrible from all the vomit, right, as you're going around. And
you really think people throw up from Space Mountain?
I don't know. But, okay, I could see that. And you said this is the escape pod?
Remember in the original movie, the message gets downloaded in R2-D2 for Obi-Wan Kenobi. The two of R2-D2, C-3PO get into the escape pod and jettisoned down to the planet.
Oh.
You remember that scene?
Yes, of course I do now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're basically getting onto the escape pod, and the entire queue can be the Rebel fleet ship, you know, with the alarms going off, and occasionally you'll see stormtroopers walking past in a different, you know, hallway or whatever.
Like the escape pod's got a mind of its own trying to get free from and get down to the planet, correct?
Right.
Okay. Okay, I could buy that. I actually got something to add on to that, Pete, in that right now at Disneyland, I know you guys haven't been, you know, the Space Mountain there is actually called Hyperspace Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to watch YouTube videos because it's frankly in the dark, but they've done a Star Wars overlay. So, you know, we went on it several times, and actually it was a really cool overlay. We thought it was really well done. They sit two by two there, not single file. So the actual Space Mountain vehicle is two by two. But my personal tip to everybody is if you're going early in the morning, you don't want to do that bugger two or three times before you have breakfast. That kind of starts your day off in a rough way. That's my personal tip. That's from experience. Yeah, you want to avoid that one. So, all right, let's go to the idea man. Jordan, hit us up with one.
I'm going to tell you, I'm almost positive he's out of good ones, but here's his one. Go ahead. I'm just joking, Jordan. Go ahead.
Okay. Kilimanjaro Safari.
Oh, he's got a new one.
Okay, so it's kind of similar to the Jungle Cruise one, but basically you go through... What?
Go ahead.
You go through Tatooine, and look at all the creatures, but you're in a speeder instead of a truck.
Would you, so you wouldn't use live animals anymore?
Or no.
You, okay.
Unless you've got a bantha in your backyard.
And a rancor? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? It's not a bad idea because they have pretty diverse, you know, environments there. So it'd be kind of cool to fit them in there. That's cool. I could see that. Michael, do you have another one?
The only thing I had, I'm kind of out because mine were pretty bad, at least one of the two. Anyway, is kind of taking, making a cantina, more or less. So taking cosmic rays and turning it basically into the cantina. So that you could go in there and eat. And, of course, you could have the animatronics and have the whole band playing up there. Maybe even have, what, Jabba over there in the corner if you wanted to. And I think that would be kind of neat. Just a eating establishment, if you will, that had all that stuff going on.
Hmm. So you'd have the little elephant dude playing the keyboard thing there, too, with the band?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have the whole thing going on.
Okay.
Don't we have that coming in Star Wars Land, though?
I hope so.
I thought they said the cantina was going to be built in Star Wars Land.
Well, I hope so, but I hope they do it right, because I've seen, you know, what they did with Launch Bay and trying to say that that was a cantina area there, and it was just like a room you walked through that had some, you know, characters in there occasionally.
Jawas.
Yeah, Jawas. And, but I hope they do it right. I assume they will. You know, this is Star Wars Land, so.
Yeah.
So what I thought is, where would Sunny Eclipse go?
And the Space Angels. Are we just done with them, or are we moving them? Because we got a big Sunny Eclipse plan over here.
To be honest, I've never been a big fan, so I guess I wouldn't miss them.
What?
I know.
Oh, is that band and Cosmic Rays?
What?
See, we just don't frequent Cosmic Rays enough.
I'm thinking of the song Gravity right now as we're talking. Oh, man. We'll have to talk. I'll have to send you a CD of his greatest hits.
Hey, Chris, can you send me a picture of the Space Angels, by the way? I don't quite remember what they look like.
I'll try and scrounge something up, all right?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Go ahead, Lucille.
Okay, so this is my last one, I believe. It's just a classic. I'm thinking of doing the train.
Okay, tell us how.
Okay, so it's going to be pretty easy. So, like, you just put, maybe you can put animatronics, like, just around, like, where the train is of Star Wars. And maybe, like, the different planets, like, one, like, the ice planet. I don't remember what it's called, Like, you could put ice stuff there, and then, like, then a little bit later, like, you could put, like other stuff from different planets.
So, like, a ride-through of the various Star Wars scenes, but the train is your transportation device?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. You'd have to do a lot of work, because it's a lot of train, so you have a lot of space, but you could do it, I guess. All right. You ready for some whoppers, guys? I got a couple good ones to close. You ready for them, Pete?
Oh, yeah, I've been looking forward to it the whole time, buddy.
Here we go. So, you never seem to like my rock and roller coaster overlays, Pete, but what if it was rock and roller coaster? What if it was not called rock and roller coaster? What if it was the Escape from Jakku coaster?
Okay.
Okay, I'm
with you so far.
I don't got a fully fleshed out idea there, but it seems like a lot of bad things happen on Jakku. Like when Rey, you know, took the Millennium Falcon and flew off. I mean, something along those lines. That rock and roller coaster needs a new life, you know, breathed into it. So somehow you got to do something. It'd be kind of cool, kind of intense, coming at you pretty quickly. You got some TIE fighters left and right shooting lasers at you. That's all I'm trying to do. We need to do something with that. Silence. Not good for a podcast. It must be a bad idea. Well, okay, I got a better one. You ready for my other one?
Sure.
All right, here we go. How about the dinosaur ride?
Okay.
We're gonna change dinosaur into the escape from Jabba's palace ride. All right? So remember, we're going to change the vehicle a little bit. And the reason I got this idea was the Indiana Jones, which is its brother out in California.
Mm-hmm.
You go through an entire underworld cavern as boulders are coming at you and snakes and spears. You could have a very similar thing, but at some point, you're going to be running because the Rancor is coming after you. And he's going to be the character, not the Carnotaurus. So, you got to admit, that's pretty impressive. Who doesn't like the Rancor, right? Before you leave, you're going to drive right past Sarlacc's pit. You're going to see the pit. You might find Boba Fett down in the pit. What do you think? You're going to see the final battle with Jabba? Where Leia is choking Jabba out? I need a little more than hmm. What do you think?
We're processing.
Processing. 0 being awful, 10 being magnificent. What do you get me off a gut reaction there?
You're not at 0, so it's already better than the car dealership. Go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say, I like you, Chris, so, and my ideas have been horrible, so I'll go with 6.
See, and that's where I was at too, Michael.
Does it go up any more if Claire Huxtable is still part of it?
No, because she's not Star Wars.
Maybe we move Lieutenant Dan over there.
Pete, how about a Lieutenant Dan Claire Huxtable mashup before you go out?
I got an idea. Let's put one of Dr. Huxtable's sweaters on Lieutenant Dan. There we go.
See? I could taste that ice cream bar. You're getting your money. You're getting your bundle of money. Lucille's getting her airline tickets. The dream suite.
It's
see
like really a 9.5 then.
All right. Before we wrap this up, do you have any other ideas? Pete, Jordan, Michael?
No, I think I'm done.
How about you, Jordan? Anything else?
No.
We've caused enough damage for today?
I'd say some of them would be awesome, but some of them would just, like, ruin some of the rides, I think. Like, most of mine probably ruin the rides.
Nah, see, that yours were great.
You had some good ideas, Jordan.
Yeah,
yours were great. So, all right, guys. So, hey, Jordan, if someone wanted to go and connect with you or somehow get a message to you, what's the best way to do that? How could they do that? Through Twitter or Facebook? Do you have a way? Do you have a site for the Theme Park Brothers?
Yeah.
Michael, how would they get in contact with Jordan if they wanted to? If they wanted to tell him what a great job he's doing?
Of course, you can go over to YouTube and go over and make sure to subscribe, like all the videos, give them thumbs up, all that good stuff. And you can also go over to the Theme Park Brothers Facebook, shoot us a message there, and of course Jordan would get it at that point. And if you had a message for Cameron too, who couldn't join us tonight, but absolutely, shoot us a message over there.
Pretty cool. So my twins, Lucille and Jude, actually don't have social media accounts, and based on being their father, they probably won't until they're 26 years old, so I'm going to keep them off that as long as possible. You know how to reach me on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter's at Disney Chicago. Peter, how could they get a hold of you and tell you your ideas were magnificent?
You can send your hate mail to me over at Magic Mouse Medic on Twitter, and you just search my name on Facebook. And, of course, you can always leave me a message on the Dubs Facebook page, and I'll see it eventually.
Hey, we appreciate everybody spending a little time with us. Today was a fun show. We were able to get my twins, Lucille and Jude, on, and we were able to be joined by Jordan. And again, before you guys leave here, if you guys would go to iTunes and give us a review, we'd sure appreciate that. And be sure to also go over to YouTube and check out the Theme Park Brothers videos. the Black family, Michael and Christina, Jordan and Cameron. Best thing about them is it's unscripted, it is genuine, and not to mention, they're about some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. So, you'll love it. All right, guys, so let's wrap it up. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
See everybody.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.